Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. Right now, we'll take call number 97. You'll instantly win a pair of tickets to see Sam Hunt at Shoreline Amphitheater on August 11th. The tickets are on sale now at livenation.com, or you can just win a pair. Call us, 800-400-3697, and be caller number 97.
That number Sarah just gave is the same number you'd text.
Right.
If you wanted to.
Yep.
If you heard something and you said, I've got to...
I'm putting my 2 cents in on that.
Or you just want to say hi.
Yeah. We also take hellos.
415 says, my mom would ground us from TV for a semester if we got a C.
Oh.
$50 for straight A's. This is in 80s and 90s money.
That was big money.
I didn't pay for grades, says 707. I took their electronics when they didn't make them, though.
Mm. It's really the only currency that matters to them these days.
The electronics.
It's the one thing that you can hurt them with.
Well, I mean, grown-ups are the same way. We just talked about it yesterday. You could be an hour from your house and go, I've got to turn around.
Sorry.
I can't
go on this trip
it's
without
my phone. It's not happening, right.
And no, we're not stopping to buy a burner phone at a 7-Eleven. Forget
it. It's not going
to
cut it.
My phone. Please. I'm sorry, but we have to go back.
So you guys should do a special listeners double feature viewing The Room with Olive. Please, Huey. Just think how much better it will make Olive look.
True. That is true. Human.
Nothing.
He's getting the winner.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 707 says, I have the same fear of my mom. Do not piss her off. I used to eat 2 dinners because she would get mad if I ate with my friends on a Friday night in high school before she got home. My mom didn't spank us or anything like that, but the energy that came off her when she was angry was not something we wanted to have in the house. Luckily, we were pretty good kids in general, so it was a very rare thing.
Yeah, when mom's not happy, it really is a problem. In the home.
Mom ain't happy. Ain't nobody happy. Mm.
My kids are scared of me and I have never laid a finger on them. Maybe it's because I lecture for days and add the Catholic guilt. Hashtag scared of mom. Mm. Sarah's taking the parka off. It's go time. Uh-oh. Says 4-3.
What? It's back on.
So okay.
What, did I get heated about something? Maybe about the grades or something.
Yeah.
He's ready for a fight, you know.
Rumble.
Yeah. Oh, man, there's nothing kids hate worse than lectures, too. Like, you try and tell them, you know, how it is, and they're just, like, glazed over, and they know they can't leave, and they just, you know, you're just talking at the wall.
415 says, Vinny, everything bagels do not have blueberry flavor. Jeesh. Okay, I don't eat them.
Well, he doesn't, yeah.
Yeah,
how,
I don't know.
How would you know?
I thought it was everything.
Right. Cheese. Salami. I know. You don't have to text in, all right?
Redwood City Marine World had the Tiger Mountain Rapids water slide.
Yeah.
So fun.
Tiger Mountain Rapids water slide.
That's fun. Mm.
Everything bagels are like a 69. Too much going on to enjoy.
Oh.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is.
That is a favorite.
That's silly.
I like that.
It's fun. It's fun trying to concentrate, you know? Although I'm with you, I'm not crazy for the everything bagel. I just feel like I just want to, it's a little flavor overload. I don't need it.
There was a water skiing elephant at the old Marine World.
There
what?
Was?
What did they say?
A water skiing elephant?
I don't remember the elephant.
Like on a platform
Maybe.
Or something? And they just drag it along? And
Is it
would...
like a Muppet costume? Was it Snuffleupagus?
I don't recall that one. Hmm? But there was like whale tricks and dolphin tricks.
Oh. Sounds like a blast.
It was.
Mm. Now what is it? It's not even called Marine World anymore.
That parkway is just called Marine Parkway. Oh, over in...
In Vallejo, it's like Wild Kingdom.
No, it's Six Flags Discovery Kingdom.
Discovery Kingdom, that's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How could I forget?
What? 415 says, Kapuro and the Dwarf, best story and a decade old.
I don't even remember the dwarf story. He had so many great stories. Oh.
What?
Maybe I do remember it.
I'm not sure I do.
I'll have to ask him about it.
Is he coming?
I don't know, but okay. I mean, eventually.
Don't bum me out.
The countdown clock's on, you know.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Oh, God. Let's see here. The OJ story. Do you guys know if there were two different shows done on FX? No, I think it was they did one. They did a documentary on ESPN
right.
at the same time as the one with Cuba playing OJ was on whatever channel that was on, FX.
What are they called that? Like 4 and 1 or 6 and 30?
I don't. Yeah, 30 for 30 or so. I don't know, but it was the. I watched both.
Right.
They were both excellent.
So it was the one that was sort of the dramatic
Well, the ESPN one played a lot of real-time stuff going on in L.A. at the time that lent to some of the racial prejudice and some of the stuff that O.J. didn't want to be any part of as
right.
he really wanted to step up into... He didn't want to be part of the black community.
Right.
He wanted no part of that. He wanted to be rich and famous and O.J.
And be known for that.
Right. Right. And then when he was busted, so they sort of took that angle on it on the documentary. Then when he was in trouble, he went, oh, yeah, my people will support me. Gavin Newsom and his hair flew with me from LAX last night. He's so hot. This is 925.
He's a good person. Smarmy, good. Person.
I like him.
I like him too, very much.
He was on Morning Joe the other day, and he's just so smart.
He is really smart. I feel like his heart's in the right place, and he's, you know, he's a politician, so he has that kind of shine to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he always has. Like, we've known him since he was a city supervisor when we first got here.
Yeah.
And but I've always felt like he really does.
Take your wallet when you're not looking?
No.
Oh.
No.
Nope.
Not at all. No, I feel like his heart's in the right place. And
oh, okay.
To me, the day he was elected mayor, he got up there and said, gay marriage is legal.
Whether you like it or not.
And started the whole
thing.
We built this
show.
Oh, I get it. I thought this was like part of the bit.
That's the beginning of
it. We're done talking, I guess.
Yeah. Our end of the show is over.
Goodbye.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
Suck.
Thing sucks.
Lick them. Suck.
Hey. All right. Let's go for it. Come on, let's go.
It's time for the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show to peak for the week. And now, the movie review with a Persian and a Vietnamese dude.
Oh, yeah. Bryn. Come on, let's go.
Brought to you by News 10. Wherever it breaks, whatever it takes, News 10.
Oh,
just let it wash over you, everyone.
But don't kiss anyone, no matter what you do. The moment is gone.
Just let it just wash.
Where's Rachel? Better be coming up.
Where's Rachel?
Did you just say to the bike? This is a count. You gotta do the produced one.
It worked.
All right, everyone.
Yay!
It's finally starting.
I know.
5 minutes later.
2 minutes.
So before we get into Valerian, I want to tell you about Dunkirk. This is Tom Hardy, Cillian Murphy, and Harry Styles. Yes, of One Direction.
Oh.
And it's directed by Christopher Nolan.
I just thought that was
that's Harry Styles.
That's Harry Styles' latest solo record.
It's not in the movie.
So what I'm about to tell you is not explained in the film. I got to give you a history lesson if you go see this movie.
All right.
So Dunkirk is close to the northernmost part of France. So in 1940, there were 400,000 British troops stationed there. And the Germans had them surrounded, and it seemed like all was lost. They were just picking them off. The British would load everyone into these ships, and the Germans would fly over and bomb these ships, and, you know, you'd lose 10,000 soldiers there, another 20,000. It was just...
So they were trying to escape Dunkirk on ships?
Yeah, on ships.
But then anytime they'd set out...
The bombs would come.
Did they try leaving at night or anything? Or?
Night, day, sunrise, sunset.
Didn't matter.
So Churchill was just hoping to save 30,000 troops out of the 400,000. But for some reason, the Germans decided to halt their advances on Dunkirk. In about 10 days, the British were able to evacuate 330,000 troops. And it's called the Miracle of Deliverance. So this might seem odd, but this entire film is about a retreat. There's a body of water that separates England and France. It's called the Strait of Dover. And, you know, as I'm reading about this strait, nothing's in miles. So I think to get across the Strait of Dover from France to England is about 25 miles.
And that's isn't that the English Channel?
Maybe.
Do they go across that? Because people swim that. I think you're right. I think it's like miles.
Yeah, but they call it the Strait of Dover.
Okay.
Could be called the English Channel, too.
I don't know.
Could have many names.
Yes. What do I
wish you would have looked it up before you asked that question.
You're right. I wish I would have,
too. Because I don't know it either.
Okay.
Great. Thank you for that.
Sure, our textures
just
will
a couple things about this film. The expectations on Christopher Nolan are super high. He does an amazing job. The film does an incredible job in capturing the hopelessness of war. The anxiety. You walk in and just from the get-go, you're just nervous for everyone. And that feeling is throughout the whole film, even at the end. This film is the front runner for Best Picture.
So this is living up to the hype. You loved it.
Yeah, it's incredibly well done. The movie, it's an hour and a half, but it felt like there's maybe 15 minutes of dialogue.
Oh.
So it's just the emotion and the nervousness and the waiting. And, you know, one of the things they kept saying in the film is, every sick person that they were trying to get off of the beach takes the place of seven people standing in a boat. And when room is a necessity, you know, if you were dead, that's it. You're getting buried on that beach because they could save seven more if the boat could get across. And finally, if you're wondering how Harry Styles was, the kid from One Direction, because he has a significant role, there's like seven soldiers that matter in this film. He was very, very, very good.
Did you realize it was him? Did you know going
Not
in that it was going to be him?
Not until the very end. There's just so much going on, and there's like three things that they're following throughout the film, and he was one of the three things. But then I realized, wow, that one kid is really a lot better looking than most of the other people. Finally, I'm like, oh, that's Harry Styles. Tom Hardy is usually amazing, and in this, he's absolutely amazing. You got to see it on the big screen. I don't know if this will translate on the iPhone. I'm going to give it 4.75 Persian carpets.
Oh,
almost
it.
A perfect score,
Dunkirk.
Everyone.
Have you ever given anyone 5
yeah,
before?
Yeah, absolutely. What there will be blood, definitely. That's, I think, the best acting performance ever on the big screen, Daniel Day-Lewis. I can't remember the most recent film. I think I gave Birth of a Nation a perfect 5, but that guy, Nate Parker, his interview skills are just so terrible that everyone ended up hating him, so they wouldn't nominate the film. Oh. But the movie's incredible. All right, everyone, here is your review of Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets. It's Cara Delevingne, Clive Owen, Rihanna, Ethan Hawke, John Goodman, and directed by Luc Besson, who also did The Fifth Element, Lucy, and he wrote Taken.
It's pretty star-studded.
Yeah, in this film, there's a giant planet that houses 1,000 different types of intelligent beings and species. And when that planet is threatened, two incredible space cops have to figure out how to stop the threat.
And are the space cops Rihanna and Cara Delevingne?
No, they're Cara Delevingne and an actor that nobody's heard of, but he's a good actor. I didn't even write down his name. He's the guy who plays Valerian. Let's start with the positive, Bryn. This movie sure has a lot of cool, groundbreaking special effects sequences.
Sure does.
Would you say that's the best part of the film?
Yes. Oh. I think so. Well, the story was pretty
good.
Well, the special effects were just really good. And so good that I was almost dizzy.
Oh.
So you might hate it, Sarah, because I know you don't like 3D, but I love 3D so much.
Yeah.
So it made it for me. I mean,
well, if I saw it not in 3D, would I still enjoy it?
Yeah.
I think so. But it was mind-blowing, though.
Listen, they special spent $200 million on something.
On something.
And it probably wasn't the acting. Bryn, generally speaking, do you have an opinion of supermodels becoming actresses?
Well, I previously watched The Fifth Element just to do some research, and I thought Mila Jovovich was pretty good.
I love that movie. Lilu, right? What's her name?
Yeah, Lilu, that's right.
I think so, Lilu.
Lilu. Multipass.
And so, for the most part, though, I do think that, especially for this movie, models should model and painters should paint. Shoe shiners should shine shoes.
Singers should sing.
Plumbers should plumb.
Right. So, was Kara the right person for this role? How were her acting skills? I mean, she is the co-star of this movie.
I thought she was fine. I think she's pretty.
She's terrible,
she's
everyone.
Okay.
She's like a C-minus, D-plus at best. It was so bad. Her acting is so bad. If you go see this movie, ignore her acting.
I'm not saying it was good,
just
but
look
I
at
could,
the special effects.
I could put up with it. I was fine
with
the movie.
I couldn't put up
with
it.
What's wrong with it?
She's
is
just,
she looking at the camera a lot?
You want to know what's wrong with it? She's a supermodel acting, so, like, nothing matters. Like, there's no real emotion. There's a moment where she's like, you know, loves her co-star, and it still seems like she doesn't give a crap about anything. Because she's a supermodel. She's used to walking down the runway, not caring about anything.
I disagree. She wasn't terrible.
And I'm like, wow. Once
like
again, you don't care.
You don't care.
You don't care.
You don't care.
I thought, you know who would have been perfect for that role is Haley Bennett. I thought she would have
been.
That? She was the girl in the movie Girl on a Train, and she was in The Magnificent Seven. She's kind of an up-and-coming actress. Oh. She would have been great. She's an actress, not a supermodel. So in this film, Rihanna plays a fluorescent blue octopus.
Oh.
Who's also a shape-shifting stripper.
Oh.
Shape-shifting stripper.
How did she do? Was she able to get into the role
on the
of
stripper
the
pole? Man,
no,
she was
octopus.
Incredible.
She nailed the octopus.
Well, the problem with Rihanna is the whole time she's Rihanna. I mean, right. Unless they put some sort of costume on her, she's Rihanna.
Well, it sounds like she was in an octopus costume.
For like, I don't know, what, a third or...
Yeah, like
is
a time.
Is she the main
know.
Part
she
of this? The,
no,
the shape-shifting stripper octopus is the main character?
She's a very small part of this, but she's Rihanna, and we have to mention it, but she's not in it.
Like, as soon as Rihanna 10%. Comes on the screen, you're like, oh, crap.
It's Rihanna! And she's stripping.
Like, she's so. Blue. She's octopus.
Yeah, she's super hot, and she didn't disappoint me. You know, you know why? My bar was low for this movie already. First off, with a supermodel and then an all-star singer like Rihanna, I expected very little. And because of that, I think I wasn't disappointed like Human is. Mm.
So let me just say this about Rihanna. Once again, Rihanna has to do a really, you know, dramatic scene. You know, I don't want to give away anything, but she's not, you know, surviving at one point. And,
oh my God.
So she dies.
But
got it.
I'm just like, I'm watching this.
She's
I'm
not
watching
surviving.
This.
I don't want to give anything away, but she's not going to survive.
Yeah, okay.
I'm watching this and I'm like, all right, come on. Let's pull out a tear from my eye. And I was like, oh wow, that was rough.
Well, it's a very dreamy movie already. It's very colorful.
Is Clive Owen the only one who got his character right?
I thought he was really good, but I also think the main character guy was really good.
Yeah, too bad none of us know his name.
I got it. Hold on.
Yeah, look it up.
Dane Dahan.
Dan Dahan is Valerian, everyone. Dan Dahan.
Dan
Dahan.
All right. Sum it all up. Let me just say this. Right. This movie is a mess. It's all over the place. At time, the chemistry between the two leads, Dan Dahan and Cara Delevingne, is terrible. I love Rihanna, but she is such a bad actress. The visual effects are amazing. Clive Owen is the best thing in the film. Thank God the bad guy is good. I shouldn't have given that away, but oh well. I'm going to give it 2.5 Persians, everyone.
I didn't hate this movie nearly as much as Hooman did. I thought the acting was just okay. I thought the special effects were super great. Mm-hmm. So much fun. I had fun watching the movie, so I'm giving it 3.75 Ninja Stars.
Oh, boy, that's almost a 4.
That's almost a 4.
Real quickly, next week, everyone, it's going to be Atomic Blonde. As we all know, Brit is...
I loved the trailer for that.
It looks like Brit isn't going to be here next week. I'm hoping and praying Scott Budman returns a call.
He just texted me.
What'd he say?
He said, I'm in, just trying to get the date off officially. The schedule person needs to get back to them. Apologies.
Right.
But yeah, he's in.
So he's going to be our co-movie reviewer.
Yeah.
How was that this week?
Home fantastic. Wow. Just
way
amazing.
To ruin the movie.
Only
for
two spoilers.
Go see it.
Yeah. Dunkirk, everyone. Go see Dunkirk.
All right. Thank you. We'll be right back. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is so close to Friday. I can definitely smell its stinky feet. Come on in, Friday.
I'm excited, too. I leave for Disneyland over the weekend.
Oh, that's right. So on Monday, you'll be doing your show live from there. You better kill it, baby. We want to take over Alani from Jane.
Well, yes, I plan to do the best job I possibly can. I'll do all that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'll keep pushing the kid out in front of everything we do.
Oh, sure. There you go. Look how much fun she's having. Have you ever seen a kid have this much fun?
Who can turn
Someone
down
stop her?
A cute little 3-year-old girl in pigtails?
Nobody.
Right.
Put her in front of all the Disney people.
Exactly right.
And tell her to smile big.
Oh, she will,
Poker.
Too.
Come on.
Poker.
Get that smile on there, little girl.
She's so excited. I can't wait to go. It's going to be so much fun.
Well, so tomorrow, I'm sure, will be a very exciting show. Then you're off to Disneyland. I wanted to thank Greg Proops for coming by today. He's doing his podcast tonight at the Punchline, and then he's doing his regular stand-up through Saturday. He is well worth your time and money, people. Greg Proops, he'll blow you away.
And he's still doing Whose Line Is It Anyway on the CW.
Turns out. It's good to find out.
Uh-huh.
And he's been doing it for 5 years now. Just right. on the CW and for many, many years before that.
When did Aisha start hosting that? The whole time?
Yeah, she's pretty much
Crunch.
Been Although what's funny about that is that she just left The Talk.
Oh, well, that's what I thought. That was those two things went
right.
together.
And so to find out that she left The Talk but didn't leave Whose Line Is It Anyway? Or any of these other things she's doing.
Yeah,
really
I don't know.
You think, oh, well. Hmm,
I don't know what to say about that. Hmm.
Oh, I have some things to say.
What?
I don't know if I should say them.
What?
Oh, she hated that job. Come on!
Well, I don't know, because when we tried to talk to her about it, she got so defensive over those people.
Right, she doesn't like to be that
person. And the tears that she dropped when she was leaving the show.
Yeah.
You remember playing the audio?
Oh,
you,
yeah. Oh,
I
she
didn't
was,
see
that was
it.
Fake crying if I ever heard it.
You played the audio.
I bet you anything, the next time she comes in here, she's back to her old self.
You think so?
I do.
Because a lot's happened she's also divorced since we last saw her.
Well, listen, I think TV really changes people, you know? She went on there and she just became this person. And, I'm not her doctor, but looking in on it, I think that she didn't like who she became. And so she decided.
Oh, really?
That's right, Vinny. Said, I'm going to leave The Talk.
All right.
I'm going to go back to who I used to be. Maybe she'll even get that husband of hers back.
Well, anyway, back to Greg Proops. He's playing tonight. Through the week. Is it tonight? Yeah.
Yeah, tonight
the
podcast.
Through the weekend at the Punchline.
Right. Have a great day, everybody. Don't forget, Big Brother, the second episode of the week is on tonight. Oh, my God. Yeah. Big Brother. And we'll see you tomorrow on Friday.
Bye-bye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.